This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just arrived on the scene, have you? Well, you found the fabulous DJB program. We're the other persons. I don't want to say guys because we aren't guys. We got one guy, that's me. And then we got the three fabulous ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner on the ready here at your service and on your side. It's the DJB program. Not, I was going to say radio program, but I don't say that much anymore because it's if you have a laptop and you can hit the DougStephan.com, you find it, and you can listen to it there. That's not a radio program. That's, what do we call it? Is that a laptop program? What do we call the stuff that you get on, that you hear
on multiple devices? Platforms.
Thank you, Jennifer. Multiple platforms. Okay, the multiply challenged or multiply talented program that's on many different platforms. Okay, I like that. Speaking of platforms, there was a lot of activity on the platform at the Capitol yesterday with the inauguration of Joe Biden taking office, stressing, kind of saying, yep, let's get everybody together. No incidents at all. So they take all of that stuff down today, I guess, right? All of the, we're all prepared to move on. What I'm most interested in, if I may, is the contents of the letter that Donald Trump left. Joe Biden was heard saying several times that Trump left him a very nice letter. Anybody know what's in the letter?
No,
that
we won't tell anyone.
Usually is not. Nobody tells. Yeah, well, they don't talk about those letters, but there was speculation that he wasn't going to leave a letter, and apparently he did.
There was speculation about a lot of things, like he wouldn't leave a letter.
Yeah, none.
There
yeah,
was going to be military called in. You know, there's a lot of speculation about that kind of stuff.
Right.
But he left, and he left a letter.
Yeah. Okay, so that means what to the...
Do those letters stay in an archive or...
They're in a book.
Oh, okay. No, actually, some of them are still private, actually. You don't get to release all of them. It's kind of up to the parties.
I think they're in a book, Jennifer, aren't they? I think they're in a book.
I don't think we have every single one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm
wrong.
I know
we don't have them.
One.
We
I
never will have
the
them.
The famous
because...
one of late is going to be George W. Bush or H.W. Bush to Bill Clinton. But
Bill Clinton.
I don't know if they all get published, like for the record. I think that some of them are kept private.
Well, I think under the circumstances.
Let's look it up, shall we?
Yeah, because
we
sound
silly.
Well,
the one Obama left for Trump, Trump had framed and would often, you know, they were talking a lot about that yesterday on a lot of the networks. That was talking about the letter and the tradition and... That was something that Trump was very, that he put on display, the letter that Obama wrote to him. So I don't know if that ever went public, but obviously people who went into the White House saw it because he had it framed. So I guess everybody does it differently. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just that was a good tone to set at the end. And so it's time, as I said many, many times yesterday and last week, time to move on. And figure out what we have to deal with here. The country, as I said, was pretty quiet yesterday. There are a few protesters here and there. But I think it was another example of the news media trying to whip everybody up into a frenzy. And there was no real basis for a lot of the speculation that came forth with, oh, they're going to tear down this and tear down that. So anyway,
well, I know you love to blame the news media on everything, but
I
that
do,
was actually
I think the news media is mostly
but, okay,
responsible.
Okay, but all of that chatter, was on Parler, that was on the dark web.
Oh, okay.
The FBI said that there was no credible threat.
Social media.
That was part of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So moving ahead, I did not spend more than 4 or 5 minutes watching. I just wanted to watch him walk the past president walk down the steps, and that was it. I saw. During the evening, Joe holding onto his grandchild and dancing to the music on the screens that were in. Was that the Oval Office? Where were they?
No, they were off the balcony, off the Blue Room.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which never gets used, but it was nice to see them be able to have a little bit of a celebration. You know, all the obviously none of the traditional gala and balls and stuff were happened. So it was nice to have the fireworks over Washington were gorgeous. It was like 4th of July.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, then, what did we think about the, I don't know if I coverage, but what really, I don't care about the coverage in terms of who, which network did the best job, but the things that went on around the inauguration, they did it early, actually. He was president before noontime, and then...
Yeah, until noon, we had two presidents yesterday for what I think was the first time. Is that funny? That's true, actually, because I think they said it so that he would have lost the nuclear codes went away at, like, noon. So we actually had two presidents one
time,
and
the football traveled, the nuclear football traveled to Palm Beach with Trump. So, which is interesting because since Trump skipped the inauguration, that's never happened before. The presidents are always right there and, you know, near each other. But I wonder what would have happened. I mean, God forbid, if anything like that needed to happen, what happens with that football if there's no acting president near it?
Well, I think the football is it's kind of more of like a figure, I guess, the codes, the nuclear codes. They go with President Trump until noon. They were deactivated, and then at noon after the swearing-in, Joe Biden was handed a new set of codes. So it was kind of – I don't think it's as like a physical thing as it used to be.
It's like a briefcase or something, wasn't it?
Isn't it too bad that that's the sort of thing that we concentrate on instead of, you know, worried about the rest of the world and what they might do to us? And
I just thought that aspect was – well, I just thought that the aspect of the codes traveling and the two presidents
in
different places was kind of interesting because it hasn't happened before.
Right, yeah. All right, a couple of people that work for Fox News were fired – I guess I'm going to ask the question because that seems open to interpretation. The network's election night projections and things that went on weren't accurate. And so the people, mostly the Murdochs, have decided they're going to sort of neutralize Fox in some respect. Although I heard a lot of people talking about that idiot Tucker Carlson yesterday. I don't know what he was saying, but at any rate, these people were fired. So is this just driving more people over to Newsmax, or does it have impact?
Well, people have already left the Fox platform, and they did before the election. And I like Tucker Carlson to respond to.
I know
you do. And number three is I think they just – Chris Steigerwalt took a lot of heat for calling Arizona way before any other – he was part of their decision desk and also their political editor. And as part of their political editor, I think he had kind of – I don't know. He had worn out. His tone was just, I think, worn out. And it has really nothing to do with politics. I don't even know that Chris Steigerwalt is a Republican, to be honest with you. I think he might actually be a Democrat. And so I don't think it was like, oh, they want conservatives. I think the Murdoch kids are trying to shake everything up at Fox and freshen it up. And so I think because he's held that position for 10 years, it was time for him to move on for a new political cycle, essentially. I mean, they just shook up the whole lineup at Fox. Everything is different now. It started on Monday. They've got different shows in there, different people. They've been shaking it all up because I think not only are they seeing people fade away from them, but they've also kind of committed to be the one that's actually a center news outlet instead of having any spin. Obviously, they still have their opinion guys in the evening like Hannity and Tucker and Laura Ingraham, but during the day, they say they want to be a center source for news. So I think they're just trying to give everything a new look, and I think the kids are trying to run it in a different way. So I really think there wasn't too much to the fact that Steigerwalt was let go. I think a lot of people try to make it seem like it was something dramatic, but he's just held that position for 10 years, and he's the one that does all the writing and the headlining and stuff on the website, and I think they probably just wanted someone that's like a little fresher and newer for that, since they're kind of making things over.
I thought the exchange between Garth Brooks, who has just a little bit of a toupee on, you never see him with his hat off, the first time I think I've ever seen him with his hat off.
He's balder than a cue ball.
Yeah, he's totally bald.
Yeah,
he had a
piece on for this event anyway. But the exchange
Been his hair.
That's not his hair.
You're obsessed with men's hair. It's not that he had a very weird, ugly haircut, but that is just his hair.
He wasn't bald in his presence yesterday. He had hair yesterday.
Well, he had like his haircut like was very tight, ugly, but it's very right. It's like shaved on the sides, and it has like a little bit on the top.
Yeah. It's a love of the way we talk about people's hair.
Anyway, you do. You're obsessed with men's hair.
The point that I was making was the what I saw.
Well, he sounded great.
Him and George Bush, I thought was very was charming. It was genuine. It was kind of neat. And I thought the other performances. I mean, Gaga and her outfit. I mean, women must be talking about that.
That
right,
burly is ridiculous. Thing.
She sang beautifully, so let's not bury the lead here because Lady Gaga came out and sang the national anthem. I mean, she was great. But I thought it was. I thought just in watching the three performances that happened during the inauguration, both Gaga walked out like she owned the place. J Lo looked like she was petrified, and Garth Brooks ran out like he was at one of his concerts, which I thought was funny. He like kind of bounded down the stairs and bounded back up after he was dancing.
Well,
and
then
that's what he does.
The funny thing is, and Garth sounded great, but it was funny because he's done the last everyone except Reagan. He's performed at, so he knows all the presidents. So on his way out, he had to do sort of the long goodbye, which actually the whole ceremony slowed down and everyone started laughing because he had to keep saying hi to all the presidents because everybody wanted to see him. So it was a really cute, very cute, unifying moment.
There were a lot of neat moments. Yeah, unifying is a good way of putting it. There were a lot of good, neat moments. Ms. Harris being escorted by that Capitol Police officer who chased the rioters away. I hadn't seen any video of that until yesterday. He's standing on the top of the steps with a billy club and keeping them away. I thought that was... So he's been hired by the Secret Service then, is that it?
Well, no, he actually got a promotion. So now he is the Deputy Sergeant-at-Arms of the Capitol Hill. So Deputy Senate Sergeant-at-Arms. So he got a promotion out of that. And I think he's probably going to also get that congressional medal. Pence was there yesterday. That was the first time he got to meet him. He had been wanting to get in contact with him because pretty much everyone said, you know, they were there looking for Mike Pence and other hostages, and he just happened to look to his left and saw that the door was unguarded, and he told everybody to follow. Basically, he used himself as a decoy to go in the opposite direction. He bought them another, I don't know, 70 seconds, and that was enough to get Mike Pence to safety and everyone else. Yeah. So I think that he probably will get the gold medal, which is very much deserved.
Good. Well, and he had on a very expensive camel coat, too, for those of you who like to gossip about that. Those camel top coats, very expensive. Good for him. All right, 18 after the hour. Do you take care of your body well? You getting into the Calitrin diet, are you? What about exercise, doing a little of that? How about your brain? Are you taking care of your brain? If you aren't, you should take note of the all-natural way that people by the scads. There are scads of people. That's a denomination, right, ladies? The scads of people
Sounds like something on a pirate ship. I've Prevagen. Never heard that.
Argism. Yeah. Anyway, Prevagen is a natural, proven brain health supplement that you should add to your daily routine if you haven't already. It's in mine. Prevagen adds the support that you need, a lot of vitamin D in it, that sort of thing. For a healthier brain, I take one every night before I go to bed. It improves your short-term memory if you have a little of that as you get older. And it also is great for pretty much all the older or the age-related cognitive impairments that happen once you get into your 40s. It's just that's the way your brain works. So for a healthier brain and a better life, you ought to go to the health food store. That's where most often you can find it and the drugstores, too. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour on Thursday, January 21st, we are really two-thirds of the way through the first month of 2021 here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date with all of the generous comments that have been made on social media. A lot of interesting topics, some of the things you might expect in regard to the inauguration, but it goes broader and wider than that, so we'll get to it right after this. Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, so my friend Jay Kirshner, what do we have with regards? Let's start with the inaugural stuff that we have posted on our social media at DJV Show on both Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show, where I get reports. I have as an admin, I guess I get a lot of the reports on what comes in, and it really has exploded since you've gotten here. Thank you. All the responses. Oh. From people.
Well, happy to see that. Yeah, I love when people are joining the conversation. You can do so at DJV Show, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Talking inauguration, who watched it? Greg Somm watched and said, has been eager for Biden's presidency, while Richard McMillan did not watch and has no confidence in the new administration. Melody York said she's never watched an inauguration and didn't start this year, while Gina Dribilis posted, it was history in motion whether you liked it or not, and she definitely watched.
Good. So,
yeah, and then a lot of conversation was regarding. Good.
Well, yeah, the performances, what did people thought about the various.
Yeah, I mean, my personal favorite, I love Justin Timberlake's. Yes. That was just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Great song, too.
Cameron Briggs said, didn't watch it, wouldn't watch it for the world. Janet Mastin.
I love people who have
that,
to chime in with, like.
I know. It's like, if you don't want to play the game, don't play the game.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Janet Mastin posted that Biden was the best about all of it. Twitter user Courtesy Courtney tweeted Lady Gaga's dress gave the best performance. And yep. Lenny Lou, who tweeted that Katy Perry's stripped-down version of Firework with actual fireworks in the background completely stole the night.
Mm, very cool moment. Yep.
Yeah, right.
John Lennon,
right,
I thought was great, too. That was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So some people are interested in that Lady Sarah Thomas officiating at the Super Bowl. And are you hearing from men or women with regard to that, Jay?
Mainly just women, but this was a really cool one that came in on Facebook. Jane Welch posted that Sarah is from her hometown and is someone who has always worked hard, has a great family, and is really, truly a good role model for young people.
Where is that? What's her hometown?
I'm not sure what her hometown is.
All right. So when you give us notes, folks, tell us the rest of the story so we can acknowledge the people listening to that radio station in that community. Speaking of that, you've also been trying to figure out where people are actually listening to the program, where they are community-wise, right?
Oh, yeah, like everywhere. Fred Shirley is tuning in from Mississippi. Nicole's listening from Beverly Hills. Jeff Schmidt is joining from Jackson, Tennessee. And Gretchen Stoller is hanging with us from Anchorage.
Hanging with us from Anchorage. I like that. And didn't we have a note from somebody from Anchorage a couple of weeks ago about the weather? We were talking about the weather and somebody sent a note along. Is that something that came to me? Or was
I don't know, but that rings a bell. Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, speaking of ringing the bell, we haven't done this for a while.
Oh, God.
Time for a timeout. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden is the 46th President of the United States.
A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge.
Biden was sworn into office Wednesday in Washington, D.C. The Senate has confirmed Avril Haines as intelligence director, giving President Joe Biden the first official member of his cabinet. Haines was previously deputy director of the CIA and deputy national security advisor. Just hours into his presidency, Joe Biden signs a string of executive actions reversing key Trump administration policies, reversing a ban on travel from terrorist nations, rejoining the very expensive Paris Accord, launching a national mask mandate, rejoining the World Health Organization, stopping the southern border wall, and revoking the Keystone Oil Pipeline approval. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A part of the amazing quarterback class of 2004 in the National Football League, former North Carolina State, Chargers, and Colts quarterback Philip Rivers is retiring from football.
Whatever God's will is for me and my family, if it's here in Indy playing of the year, then we'll be here. And if it's not, I'll be on the sideline somewhere. I know where. I'll be on the sideline with the Bobcat, coaching the heck out of a high school football team down in South Alabama. Whatever God's will is what I want to have, and I'll be fine with that. Obviously, if I keep going, if I go on and on with that answer, it'll be nothing but a bunch of emotion talking. But I think that's, at the end of the day, that's clearly what will guide the decision.
Philip announced his retirement Wednesday. Rivers, who wore number 17 throughout his 17 seasons, played in 244 regular season games. That streak is second longest ever by an NFL quarterback, right behind Brett Favre's 297. Vice President Mike Pence is back at home. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are back home in Indiana.
It is great to be back home again.
They both grew emotional speaking to supporters on the tarmac in Columbus, just south of Indianapolis. The former vice president reflecting upon leaving office.
Having spent time with Americans in virtually every state in the union, I leave this position more impressed with the American people than when I started.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. One of the things about this program is our relationship with each other. Just the second before we went back on the air, Jennifer just said that her grandmother died yesterday. And I think that requires a moment. The connection we all have to our family, I hope, at least in my case, your case, all of our cases, here is the direct line to what means the most to us. And I know how, knowing you as long as I have, that will have a dramatic impact on you. Not something that was unexpected, but still not pleasant. So the fact that it happened, our condolences to you and your mother and the folks that were around your grandmother. I remember we've had lots of different stories about our relatives over the years. But time passes on, and I think she'd been ill for a while, right? She'd been ill for quite a while.
She was really suffering with cancer. And so, I mean, the silver lining is that today she's at peace. I mean, she was fighting. When I tell you she hasn't eaten anything this year, she has not eaten since, like, Christmas, I think. She was just struggling and fighting. And I think, you know, it was a testament to her will. That's for sure. But, she had a 17-year battle with different types of cancer. She carries the cancer gene. And it is, you know, it was extremely hard, but she's tough. I mean, man, she fought and fought and fought. And doctors told her 5 years ago she might have a year and to get her affairs in order. And she went to, this is not an endorsement other than I really am grateful for what they did for her, but she got into Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And I know many of us see their advertisements on news.
Yeah.
What is that? But yeah, they really did a lot for her. They have a lot of experimental drugs that they're allowed to use that other medical mm-hmm. groups are not allowed to use. They do a blend of kind of Eastern and Western medicine where they talk about your nutrition and they do acupuncture and massage therapy and all of those things that kind of, you know, also make the process a little bit easier on a patient. So I can't say enough about them, certainly. But yeah, she passed yesterday. And, you know, I've been grieving for about a month. She just turned 80, actually. Her birthday was in November.
So pretty young, actually.
Yeah, she's 10 years younger than my grandfather. But it was a second marriage for both of them, so she's not by blood. But she's been in our lives for well over 30 years. I was trying to figure out how long. But I think the answer is probably 35, closer to 40 years. I mean, she's been around my whole life. So,
you know, you were mentioning Cancer Centers of America. My sister, I didn't know what to think about them. Frankly, because they advertise a lot, and sometimes that means there's a lot of money, and there is a lot of money to be made in cancer treatment, no question about that. But my sister had breast cancer, and she went to the one in Minneapolis, and after a year or so of treatment, and this was, heavens, at least 20 years ago, she had whatever their treatments are, and cancer's gone. So,
did you, really, truly, I mean, look, it's not the same, I'm sure, for everybody, but I can tell you that our family had a really positive experience with them. And, you know, her doctors basically, where she lives in Colorado, told her just to pack it up. And she wasn't ready to do that. And she was feeling okay at that point. And so
she took a shot at cancer centers.
She did.
Yeah.
And all the way through, I mean, she's been sick probably from about the time I was gone for a week from this program to go visit them. And that was when she started to get really sick. And that was in October. So, I mean, she really did get an extra good, solid 4.5, 5 years of life.
Isn't it interesting how people make up their minds? As you were telling that story about her stopping eating, I'm sure many people listening have had these same sort of experiences. When Tony, my former wife, died in 2011, when she had been through for 21 years stage 4 breast cancer, and it just racked her body, but she kept fighting because that was her.
Tony had stuff to live for. Your kids, that was my grandmother was living for my grandfather. I think that's what.
At the end of the day, Jennifer, when the kids went with her, I didn't go with her that Monday to the doctor to see what really was going on because Tony was miserable, and she decided she didn't want to, you know, she'd had her arm amputated and the lymph nodes yanked out, all that stuff, and so she was just tired of it. So the kids, she came over and picked up the kids and they drove to the doctor. It was fun. It was actually interesting to watch Tony drive with one arm, as she did the last year or so of her life. Anyway, so they went to the doctor, and then when this woman was a one of those trauma persons at St. Mary's, I think, and not important where she was. So they said to each other, they were going to decide when they went in what Tony's course of action was going to be. Tony looked at the doctor and said, okay, if I don't do anything, what happens if I do everything that you think I should do to keep myself going? How long do I last? And she said, maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And so then they all looked at each other, and Brendan started to cry. And Tony looked at the doctor and said, okay, what do I do? If I do nothing, what happens? She said, you'll be dead in 3 or 4 days. And they all said, thanks very much. Tony got up, walked out the door, went to the bank, transferred everything to the kids, went home, never had another drop of water, never had another bite of food, and Friday night she died in our arms. That was it. End of story. And so I think you put up with it for so long, and then you decided, okay, enough, let's, you know, go to whatever the next level is. And
That was a similar situation with her. She was continuing treatment. They said if you stop everything, they said you'd be dead in 2 days. If you continued, maybe you'd get 2 more months. And so she did, actually. She continued to fight and take treatments, but she was so sick and nauseous, and she thought it was the treatments, the radiation and the chemo doing it. But apparently with brain cancer, when it goes into your brain, there are things that just sit on your nerves, and you're just nauseous all the time, no matter what. And
eats up everything.
So,
So my sister, another one of my sisters, this is interesting because there hasn't really been cancer in our family. My younger sister, I was just telling you about my older sister. My younger sister, Nancy, discovered about 2.5 weeks ago that she thought she had some sort of a plugged pore on her face. And she went to the dermatologist and they did a biopsy and found that it wasn't that at all. In fact, it turned out to be a very rare form of cancer called Merkel, which is only apparently 2,000 people in the whole world have it.
Wow.
It's a cancer that gets into your system and into your lymph nodes and moves very quickly. So she had an operation last Wednesday. And they took out, they went into five different places to get all the cancer. They dug deeper into her face and down her neck than they thought they were going to have to get it all. And they yanked out the lymph nodes in her neck and stuff like that. I say yanked, you know, I'm sure that's not what they did, but they, and it was a 4-hour surgery. And when she, I haven't seen her, she didn't want to see anybody. So they then sort of stapled her face back together again. And on Friday, she went in for some plastic surgery, but she has stitches all over her face. And Nancy has always been very, very much a, she's someone who is concerned about her appearance. She's always dressed to the nines, and she's a good-looking woman. So I talked to her yesterday again about what was going on. And what she decided, she said, well, you have those, all those friends who are homeopathic. She said, you have all those friends on the, that's the way she put it to me. She said, you have all those friends who are doctors on your radio program. Can I talk to some of them? And I, so I put her in touch with Jack and Mary Stockwell, because Mary had 14 lumps on her breast when she first met Jack, and she went into research mode and found ways of dealing with it that didn't require surgery. And all the 14 lumps went away. It was nutritionally oriented. So Nancy wants. Remember, I've told you that Nancy has had all that Tab and that those diet drinks over the years. You know, who knows what contributed.
She's the
to this.
Person left that was drinking Tab. I think.
Yeah, maybe. Right. Yeah, right. Yep. So anyway, there are just all that stuff is all around us, man. There's a lot of stuff in the air. A lot of ugly things that we all have to deal with. If the stronger that it sounds when we talk about these things that there are ways to get around or away from them, hard to know what they actually are. But I do think with regard to COVID and some of the other things that are around, the cleaner you keep yourself and your atmosphere, that is the area that you're working in or living in, the better it is, or the cleaner you keep yourself. And so I use that as a way to jump into a discussion of Navaj, because this thing, really, the more I hear about it, the more, you know, you might ask even that, Jay, on social media, if people have, now that they've heard me talking about this for a couple of months, have they discovered Navaj? Are they using it to keep their noses clean, keep their, you know, that's the gateway to your body, your nose and your eyes. And so this is a way to keep your nose clean and healthy. But maybe ask people, are you doing all you can to keep your personal space and your body as clean as possible? Have you used things like Navaj? I think that's a legitimate question. No drugs
Perfect.
Involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all natural. Navaj Nose Cleaner comes with salt pods and nose pillows and even comes with batteries. Batteries, I got a chuckle out of this. Batteries are included. When you go online to Navaj.com, you'll see how the system actually works. You can listen to both Jennifer and Victoria tell great stories about how they've used it. I've used it. frankly, the first time I used it, I didn't do it right. And all of the stuff went, you know, I ended up back in my throat, or I don't know what I didn't do right. But, you know me, I don't read the directions. I just stuck it in my nose and turned it on.
Uh-oh.
So, at any rate, if you want a clean nose and a healthy life, make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Figure it out at Navaj.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navaj.com.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The riots at the Capitol building gave the Democrats the ammo to launch yet another impeachment effort against President Trump. But could this backfire? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. The Democrats recently filed articles of impeachment that likely won't even be reviewed until President Trump is out of office. In their zeal to harm Trump, the Democrats don't seem to realize that using taxpayer money to pull the nation through another impeachment fiasco is exactly the type of over-the-top response that will probably push the American public to turn on them in 2022. But, as Napoleon Bonaparte said, never interfere with your enemy when he is making a mistake. The Republicans would do well to take that advice. Learn more at LibertyNation.com, conservative news you can trust.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, and that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
All right, it's lottery time. The Mega Millions jackpot is $970 million. I think we're asking on our social media whether you bought a ticket. Have you bought a ticket? Ladies, you buy a ticket for either Mega, good
Not only
good
did I buy a ticket, Mega, but I won.
Did you? How much
I think
you win?
It's here to say goodbye. I think I told you I won $4 on Powerball last weekend and then $2 on the Mega Millions. So
wow.
I'm out of here.
You're done. Well,
Investments. I'm gonna invest that well, and on we go.
All right, but there was a winner Powerball. You have the numbers, Victoria. What do we have, and how much did this person win?
So one single ticket in Maryland had all the winning numbers: 40, 53, 60,
Hell, you
60,
won.
Yeah, 60, 68, 69, plus the Powerball 22, and that person. That single ticket takes $731.1 million in either 30 payments over 29 years or a lump sum of $546.8 million, and those are both before taxes. So if you take the lump sum, you're probably going to still lose half of that $546 million
in taxes. No, it's about 30. You lose about 30%. And maybe 30, I forget, 34,
36%. Even with the amount that high?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
It was more than that, but
it's percentages. They count. So anyway, and you know what? That gives you an idea of how ridiculous the tax structure is in our country.
I'd cash it now because I think it's only going to get worse.
What?
So
the economic condition?
I'd cash that dang ticket with the tax structure. I'd cash it now.
Stock market. Well, the tax structure for people who have a lot of money is going to not be good. I agree with you on that one. That seems to be the plan. But there are also good signs on the other side that the stock market has done very well. Last couple of days in anticipation of the new administration. So, at any rate, the winner in Powerball, congratulations. It's 10 before the hour.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Twitter and its relationship with Joe Biden, now that he's the president, becomes our focus right after this.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, so what's the story with our new chief and Twitter, Victoria?
Well, everyone was kind of wondering how this transfer of the POTUS at POTUS account and at White House account on Twitter, how that would go. And for the first time, anyone who says that Twitter loves loves Biden more than Trump, not true. They wiped out every one of the followers. And yesterday, as Joe Biden was sworn in as president, the at POTUS and at White House accounts were switched over, but they had zero followers. They got wiped out. They had 33 million, which was started with President Obama. All of those followers got transferred to Trump, and for whatever reason, Twitter decided they were wiping everybody out. So the Biden transition team was certainly not happy about that, And so now all of these accounts, they have to start from scratch. So the Trump administration Twitter accounts are now publicly archived. So if you ever wanted to go back and read any of the tweets that Trump did, and there's a lot there, at POTUS45, at WhiteHouse45, VP45, and FLOTUS45. So those are all now publicly archived. The new accounts are at VP, at FLOTUS, at PressSec, and at Cabinet, and at La Casa Blanca. And which is
at
the Spanish Spanish translation of at the White House.
Yeah.
And so those accounts are all now live. And there's one new account since we've never had one before. We have at Second Gentleman, and that is Douglas Emhoff, the husband of Kamala Harris. And so he is the first Second Gentleman, so now he's got his own Twitter account. And all of that will go into, since President Obama was the first Twitter president, there was no Twitter before him, so all of that gets publicly archived in the Library of Congress, which is pretty cool because it's all history.
There you go, starting new and starting fresh. Speaking of that, Keurig has released a new pod device. Now they're going to serve you soft-serve ice cream.
The Geek Out.
You know, in sci-fi, you always see the instant food machine. From the Jetsons to Star Trek, there's always a kitchen appliance that magically creates food and drink on command. And when you think about it, we're kind of getting there already with the ever-growing space of devices that make consumables from pods. You know, like coffee pods. And last week it was Keurig with a new device called the Cold Snap. Now, this is a sizable countertop appliance that uses pods to make a variety of tasty frozen soft serve ice cream on demand. And it also promotes it can squeeze out healthy shakes, iced coffees, and maybe even a cocktail or two. Now, the Cold Snap's not on sale yet, but if you like ice cream, we've tweeted links with details over at the Geek Out.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
All right, so what's up with Amazon and vaccinations, Victoria?
Well, Amazon has offered to help the Biden administration meet their new goal of completing 100 million coronavirus vaccinations within the next 100 days. So Amazon wrote a letter to President Biden and said, "Our scale allows us to make a meaningful impact immediately to help fight against COVID. We stand ready to assist you in any way we can." It appears that offering the vaccinations through their own facilities might be an option. They've, as we know, they have warehouses, they've got Whole Foods stores, they've got Amazon-branded shops. Oh, because Jeff Bezos and Trump hated each other. Trump went after Jeff Bezos, like, every day. So that was never going to be an option.
So instead of helping the American people, he was more concerned about himself. I find that to be pretty much what I know about Jeff Bezos.
I don't know. Here's the thing. We don't know if Amazon did offer. There's a chance that they did, but Trump would have turned it down anyway, so I don't know. But moving forward, let's hope that they can use their infrastructure, which is vast, as we know, and hopefully they can help us get some more vaccines.
I want to get it delivered to my house so I can give myself the vaccine. How's that?
Two-day shipping.
Right, exactly. No extra cost. 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here on the DJB.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.